Thanks for coming to my bedroom like I asked. I'd have had you stop by my classroom, but I have a bunch of tests to correct, and I do that far better at home. It would be different if I didn't move back home after college to save money. But it's important I have this talk with you, and it's more private here. I know it's not easy having your older sister as your teacher. They wouldn't have put you in my class, except I'm the only person that teaches it this year. But no matter whether I'm your sister or not, you still have to try in my class. I can't have my brother be the only person that fails my first class. You're smarter than this. You've always gotten good grades. I know the other students tease you. I suppose the way I dress when I'm teaching doesn't help. But it's the way I like to dress, and it's not technically against the teacher's dress code. I kind of like looking sexy when I teach. I found that it keeps the boys in the classes in line. So please, I need you to turn your grades around. I can help tutor you outside of class. I can come over each day after I'm done with school, and maybe stay there for one of Mom's dinner after. It's not too late for you to get a good grade in my class, but you have to work for it, and I will fail you if I have to. Of course I will. I'm not bluffing. I can't show my brother any favoritism. Honestly, if I do fail you, maybe that shows the principal that I can be professional about separating my personal life and my teaching. Mom and Dad wouldn't be happy, but they couldn't argue once I showed them what your tests were like. Oh, you don't think so? Well, you can think whatever you want. Whether you're my little brother or not, I will fail you if you don't shape up. And other than actually working your ass off, there's nothing you can do about that. Why are you giving me your phone? How's that supposed to change anything? Do you want me to call Mom and Dad and oh my God, where did you get those pictures? I can't believe someone I know found them. They were on a pay site, and it was just one photo shoot. It was last year in college, and my roommate already had done several, and she said it was easy money. Oh shit. I knew that was a bad idea. Who else have you shown this to? Have you shown it to any of your friends? Well, that's something at least. Look, maybe I was too hasty earlier. If you were to delete those pictures, including the ones I'm sure you have saved on your computer, I could see my way to making sure you get a B in my class. But you'd still have to work for it. I would still tutor you, but if those pictures get out, I'm out of a job. Not only that, I'd lose my teacher's license. You wouldn't do that to your sister now, would you? So, do we have a deal? You delete all the pictures and never mention them to anyone, and I will help you get a B in my class. But you'll have to earn it. I'll be spending far more time with you than any other student. Fine, an A then. But you have to do at least B work. I can only fudge the grades so much. If someone decided to review my work, I could get into a whole lot of trouble. Although, I guess, not as much as those naked... tastefully nude pictures would cause. So, just delete those pictures from your phone, and then we go to your room and delete them. You keep shaking your head. What more do you want from me than an A that you aren't probably going to deserve? If you want money, just look around. I'm not living in my old room for fun. Teaching doesn't pay much, especially for a new teacher. Most of my salary goes to my student loans.
And those clothes, half the reason I wear them when I teach is that they're what I wore in college. And I can't afford new outfits. Keeping the boys paying attention in class is just a nice bonus. So, if you want something more than what I've offered, you're going to have to tell me.
What? You've already seen me naked. You have all of those pictures of me. Unless you're not talking about seeing me naked in real life.
You couldn't be talking about that.
You pervert. I thought you had those pictures just so you could blackmail me. But are you using them for some sick sexual gratification?
Oh God, don't tell me if you have. I don't want to know stuff like that. But you're gross. Really gross.
But you have already seen the pictures. It's not like I have anything you haven't seen already at this point. If I show you the real thing, will you delete all the pictures then? In fact, I'm putting your phone inside my nightstand for now, so you can't take any new pictures. I don't trust you anymore. There. You're sure about this, right? I can't appeal to your sense of decency one last time, can I? No, I thought not. Okay. I guess it's for the best I wore just this blouse and a short skirt today. When I first bought it, I was the student. It got me quite a few stares in class then, including from a few professors. I bet a lot of them wish they could see me take it off. Well, you're the first one to actually get their wish. Don't expect me to be terribly enthusiastic about taking them off for you. I'll unbutton the blouse, but I'm not going to go out of my way to do a striptease for you or anything. You're lucky I'm even getting undressed for you. This bra is left over from college as well. It and the panties caused too much not to get some use out of them. I didn't think any of my students would actually see them. But you're seeing the bra. And now with the skirt pulled off, you're seeing the panties. So, let's get the rest of this over with. I'm just going to take off the bra and panties like I would any time I'm getting undressed. If seeing your sister take off all of her clothes gets you excited, that's your fault. Those pictures are only a year or two old. My body hasn't really changed since then. At least, I don't think it has. You're watching me so closely, I'm sure you could tell if anything was different. Okay, good enough. Now get out. I'll erase the pictures from your phone, then pay a visit to your room once I get dressed to take care of the ones on your computer. You're not leaving. Why am I not surprised? You got what you wanted, though. Why are you still here? No! I'm not going to masturbate for you. I didn't even do that in the pictures. I mean, I put my hand on it, but that doesn't count. What makes you think I will do that for you now? Other than you've got me right where you want me, I guess. I don't have much choice. But this is it, you understand? I'll sit on my bed, and you sit over there, and enjoy watching me humiliate myself in front of you. I'll just sit there on the edge with my legs spread open while I slowly touch myself. God, I am so glad I took your phone from you, or you'd probably try to record this. They offered me more money if I do this for the pictures, but I turned them down. You're getting the show for free.
What are you doing? Put that thing back in your pants, you freak. Only I get to masturbate in my bedroom, okay? Obviously, you want to see me do this, but I don't want to watch you jerk off. Especially when it's to me. Seeing you do that in front of me makes it so hard for me to focus on doing it myself. Screw it. Just stay over there and try not to get anything gross on the carpet.
Look, I'll give myself an orgasm in front of you, and that's it. If you come too, then whatever, just grab some Kleenexes or something when the time comes. Wait, sit back down. I swear to God I won't stop masturbating until you sit back down. What? I am not letting you fuck me, you disgusting little pervert. Is that what this is all about? You think you'd have me get naked and turned on, and then I'd somehow decide letting my little brother bone me would be a good idea? There's no way that's happening.
If you wouldn't have been so greedy, maybe. Just maybe you could have talked me into a blowjob. Instead, you can just get the hell out of here.
You wouldn't really share those pictures if I didn't have sex with you, would you? You would be seriously ruining my life if you did that. I can't believe that you would do something like that to your sister.
But on the other hand, I can't believe you'd want to have sex with me.
I don't know what to think anymore.
So here's the deal. I give you a blowjob and that's it. I shouldn't even be doing that. But I don't want those pictures getting out. No. No, we are not having sex. It's the blowjob or nothing. Fine, take your phone and leave. See if I, care. Wait, God, I can't believe I'm even contemplating this. What if I let you, I don't know, put it in for a little bit with a condom on? I'm not on birth control, but most of all, I just don't want to feel your gross little cock in my body without something in between us. How can you not have a condom? They practically make us hand them out in school by the handful these days.
I suppose you wouldn't tell me if you did have one, though. Well, I suppose you aren't likely to have any diseases.
And if we stop before you come in me, we're okay. No, you aren't staying in that long. If we go all the way to the end, that makes it worse than just putting it in. In fact, you lie on your back on my bed. I don't trust you, so I'm going to be on top. You get a minute inside me. Two, if I'm not throwing up by then, and you behave yourself. Then I might even jerk you off to finish you. If you behave. Got it?
Okay. Just lie there, hands at your sides. I'm going to straddle you. God, you look so hard. You weren't going to come if I grab your cock, are you?
If you do, it counts as sex. Please tell me you have a hair trigger with other girls, too.
What? Great. I'm your first girl. My little brother loses his virginity to me. Just when I thought this couldn't get more messed up. Well, at least you're probably not gonna last long.
But tell me if you're going to come early in me. Because so help me, pictures or not, if you cream by me, I'm killing you. People in this area still get pissed when their single female teachers get pregnant. Even if that didn't get me fired, there's the ick factor of it being your baby.
Okay, hold still. No premature ejaculating, got it?
At least not without warning me. Just watch how fast I can be off of you when you give me the warning. At least you have a nice cock. I kind of wish it was something smaller. Something I could slip into me and not really feel it too much.
But this? I can feel the tip of it pushing against me as I lower my weight. I have to reach down with my other hand and spread myself a little. And then... oh, fuck. I hope you're happy, you little pervert. You're inside me. You're fucking your big sister. At least I'm wet from playing with myself earlier. You just slid right in. No, don't come. I'm going to move a little. I'll just rock my hips back and forth a little. I'm watching you, mister. If your face looks like you're going to come, I'll be across the room in half a second. And you'll still have to delete all of those pictures. So don't come. Don't you dare come. Oh God, don't stare at my face while we do this. Because then I have to look back and be reminded of who you are. Look at where you and me, or at my breasts. They're nice breasts. You can touch them if you promise not to look at my face. Here, give me your hands. So are these your first breasts too? Or did you get at least that far with another girl? Wait, never mind. I don't want to know that kind of thing. I don't want to know details about my little brother's sex life. I definitely didn't want to become a part of it. But you've been good. You're just lying there like I told you to. And your hands kind of feel nice. So we can do this a little longer. This may be the last time you have sex for a long time. It's definitely the only time we have sex. So we can go for another minute. Just between you and me. It's been too long since I had a cock in me. Just don't come. Don't come in your sister's poor, unprotected little pussy. Oh, that's it. Hold it. Don't come. Just for another minute, please. Oh, I'm so close. Then I'll get off of you. Let you come and I'll delete those pictures. No, you're not ready to come yet. You can't be. Oh, I'm so close. Don't you dare come in me. Why didn't you warn me, you idiot? I mean, really warn me. How was I supposed to know you were serious about coming? You kept saying it so much I stopped listening. Or you couldn't last just another minute or two until I was finished? No, I will get off of you when I'm good and ready. Which is now, I guess. I suppose I could have gotten off sooner. But we will never speak of that. So, shut up. Yeah, shut up and get out. That's a more appropriate reaction under the circumstances.
I'll return your phone to you later after I've had time to recover my sanity and some dignity, which will be never. Just like it will be never before I let you have sex with me again. Unless you have backups of the pictures. In which case, I guess I would need to keep having sex with you to keep you from releasing them. You probably do have backups. Even you are smart enough to do that. So, basically, I'm your slut until you get tired of me. Well, there you have it. Not only am I your sister and your teacher, but now I'm also your sex toy. I guess you've got the trifecta going. Maybe you'll even have baby mama to add to that. But that's really disgusting. So I wish you'd stop bringing it up all the time. So just get out of here, pervert, and never come back. Well, at least not until mom and dad are in bed. I imagine you'll be wanting to fuck me then. Should we call it just after 10? But we can't be up too late. It is a school day tomorrow, after all.